ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् व्यासशङ्करमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्ताम् वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम् तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः. पान्तब्रह्मोपासनम् सेवन्थ् सेक्शन् पृथिव्यन्तरिक्षम् द्यौर्दिशो वान्तरदिशाः अग्निर्वायुरादित्यश्चन्द्रमा नक्षत्राणि आपवोषधयो वनस्पतय आकाश आत्मा इत्यधिभूतम् अथाध्यात्मम् प्राणो व्यानोपान उदानः समानः चक्षुश्रोत्रम् मनोवाक्त्वक् चर्ममागुं सगुं स्नावास्थिमज्जा एतदधिविधाय ऋषिरवोचत् पङ्क्तम् वा इदगुं सर्वम् पङ्क्तेनैव पङ्क्तगः शृणोतीति. We saw the 2210 page number. Yajnaha is called Panktaha because it involves five factors. The meter called Panktihi also consists of mantra of five lines having five words each and with five syllables of five syllables in each word. Therefore, number five is associated here, and even the whole universe also is looked upon as something which is in fivefold ways. Therefore, the whole universe, which is manifestation of Hiranyagarbha Bhagavan, is also looked upon as Panktam Brahma. And because it is connected with the five, in fact, the whole universe can be seen as a ritual. Why? Because every time the universe becomes manifest, again it becomes unmanifest. Becomes manifest, again becomes unmanifest. Which means, once you perform the ritual, and then you offer the oblations, then the ritual comes back in the form of result. Result alone comes back. Our own karma phalam comes back. Punyam and papam, they bring the universe for our exhaustion, for our experiencing the results of punya papa. So the whole universe, it's also is looked upon as yajnaha. That is what is said here in this page number 2110. The Swamiji explains very beautifully here. You can see this. This Jagat itself is one big yajna. Let me read Tena. Yat sarvam lokadi atmantancha panktam parikalpayati yajnamevatat parikalpayati. Why it was therefore? Because the reason is given. The previous page, the reason is given. Because we stopped last week abruptly, I'm just telling you. The previous page in 209, it is said that how yajna has five factors and the meter pankti also involves five syllables, five factors. Therefore, so what? Therefore, here the whole universe is seen as something in which is in fivefold ways. Due to that reason, tena, due to that reason, yat sarvam lokadi atmantam cha pantam parikalpayati. Everything in the creation in a fivefold way. Parikalpayati means visualizes. When the person visualizes this entire universe in a fivefold way, beginning from earth up to atma, what does he visualize? Tat yajnameva parikalpayati. The second parikalpayati means what? He in fact visualizes the yajnaha only. Visualizing the entire universe in fivefold way is actually visualizing the world in the form of yajna. Tena yajnena parikalpitena pantatmakam prajapatim abhisampadyate. Yeah. So, tena yajnena parikalpitena pantatmakam prajapatim abhisampadyate. The meditator, as a result of practicing this meditation, by way of seeing or visualizing the entire universe in fivefold way as yajna, in terms of pantatmakam brahma, in the fivefold as yajna, he becomes one with Hiranyagarbha. Okay. Tat katham pantam idam? Idam sarvam tat katham pantam? That is the question. Tat katham idam sarvam pantam? How is it all the T series fivefold? That is going to be said. Tat katham sarvam idam pantam? How is it all the T series fivefold? Tat katham, how idam sarvam, all this pantam? Iti aha. That's what is going to be said now. The entire universe is pantam, is in fivefold way. Therefore, it has to be visualized as yajna. How? So here, I would like you to read this, the page number, what is in 210. You might have read already. This jagat itself is one big yajna, constantly going on, because everything is pantam, full of fivefold factors, and so too yajna is pantaha. Yajnovai Vishnuho. The Lord is known as yajna, and the jagat is not separate from the Lord. So jagat is yajna. This is the reason. The Lord is known as yajna. The jagat is non-separate from yajna. Therefore, the jagat is also yajna, non-separate from the Lord. Why Lord is called yajna? Know that. Because the performer is the Lord, performance is the Lord, all the accessories are the Lord. There's nothing which is not the Lord here. The doer, done, doing, all the accessories required for doing, everything is the Lord. Therefore, Lord is known as yajna. And the universe is the Lord, therefore universe also is known as yajna, is seen as the yajna. Tena yat sarvam pantam parikalpayati. That being so, when one visualizes everything as fivefold, lokadi atma, atmantam, from loka to atma, one's own body, yajnamevatat parikalpayati. You don't see only the external world. Start from your own physical body and see everything in the world as panktam, as yajna. He indeed is visualizing a yajna only. To look at the whole thing as panktam, fivefold, is kalpana. Kalpana means imagination. Kalpana means imagination. A presentation for meditation. So imagination is a presentation for meditation here. What is presented as fivefold itself is yajna. Tena yajnena parikalpitena pantatmakam prajapatim abhisampadyate. By that visualization in the form of yajna, consisting of five factors, one gains pantatmaka prajapati. Brahmaji, who is in the form of pantam. Brahmaji is in the form of jagat, and jagat is pantam. Therefore, Brahmaji is pantasvarupaha. Pankta Swarupaha means one who is in the form of Pankta Brahma Jagat. Panktam Jagat. The universe of fivefold objects in fivefold way. Based on the rule, one gains what one meditates upon. There is a rule. You know what is the rule? Yad bhavaha tad bhavati. This you have to write. It is not given here. Yad bhavaha tad bhavati. Yad bhavaha tad bhavati. So, one becomes what one meditates on. So one gains what one meditates on. Yad bhavaha tad bhavati. This is the rule. Okay. So based on this rule pertaining to meditation, that whatever one meditates on, one becomes. The meditator gains Brahmaji, who is in the form of Panktam Jagat. So Prajapati is also known as Virat. See, the word Prajapati, he must be very careful. Prajapatihi specifically means Virat. Virat is the name attributed to Lord in the form of gross universe. And here, Hiranyagarbha is also meant by the word Prajapatihi. What is the difference? Hiranyagarbha is also the Lord. Prajapatihi, Virat is also the Lord. The word Prajapati used to mean both Hiranyagarbha and also to mean Virat. So the Lord looked upon as the one in the form of gross universe is Virat. The Lord looked upon as the one in the form of subtle manifestation is Hiranyagarbha. So the word Prajapatihi means both. So Prajapati also is known as Virat. So it is Virat Upasanam. One gains the status of Virat. He becomes Prajapati in another kalpa. Cycle of creation. What he means is only this is Virat also is Prajapati. Therefore, it can be taken as Prajapati Upasanam, Virat Upasanam, or Hiranyagarbha Upasanam also. Because most we appreciate everything here gross universe only. Therefore, it is mainly taken as Virat Upasanam, Prajapati. Earlier we saw Hiranyagarbha Upasanam. This is mainly taken as Prajapati Upasanam. Really speaking, what is this gain of oneness with? Are you following? Really speaking, what is this gain of oneness with Virat? By this meditation, one gains Chitta Shuddhi and he gives up Abhimana with the individual body. See, becoming one with Virat means what? People should not think, okay, I go and sit next to Bhagavan and become one with him, join him. See, that some sort of understand, becoming one means we always think we are going to merge and then become one with him. No. It made very clear here. By this meditation, one gains Chitta Shuddhi, first result. Then he gives up Abhimanam with the individual body. Giving up Abhimanam with the individual body means giving up the identity with the individual body. Okay? So giving up the identity, identification with the physical body is not an easy joke. So even before attaining the knowledge of one's real nature, before attaining the knowledge of Aham Brahmasmi, at the first level, first of all, the physical identity is resolved as a great thing. Therefore, this Virat repeatedly seeing oneself being non-separate from the total gross universe. Please remember, seeing repeatedly oneself being not separate from the gross universe. How this is called, as I told you, Upasanam means living in the awareness of the total. Living in the awareness of the total means seeing one's own physical body, okay, seeing the experiences. At every level of experience, oneself being non-separate from the total must be appreciated. So appreciation of oneself being non-separate from the corresponding total, in the experience at every level, is called living in the awareness of the total. At the physical grossest level, you already see how this physical body, which is divided into three aspects. Three. Physical body means what? Not only physical body, the entire individual is divided into three. The total gross universe also is divided into three. Then we invoke the total upon the individual. You see, seeing this being non-different from the total is called what? Living in the awareness of the total. And it is called Prajapati Upasanam, Virad Upasanam. Repeatedly, a person sees this meditation, as a result of which gradually, this is Ishvara. This physical body belongs to Bhagavan, the total. First you say physical body belongs to Virat, which means what? It is not mine. Nedam mama, na idam mama. That's what's called yajna. It is not mine. This belongs to Bhagavan, you say first. It belongs to Bhagavan is the first understand, level of understanding. Next time you say, this is Bhagavan. This is called what? This is how we give up the identity. So you cannot say anymore, I am the body. Why? This body is Bhagavan means, how can you say it is I? This is how it helps meditation, contributes for mental purification and steadiness. Gradually, it helps one give up the identification with the physical body. And thereby, allows the samashti to overwhelm the individuality. Beautiful lines. That's why I wanted you to read yourself Swamiji's book. It allows the, meditation allows samashtihi to overwhelm the individuality. What does it mean? It means Bhagavan fills you. The individual becomes filled by Bhagavan. It means no more individuality at the physical level. So this repeatedly seeing the individual being non-separate from the total, gradually it helps, it allows the total to overwhelm the individuality. Therefore, alienation goes, an important, all benefits of meditation. See, Swamiji always connects it with psychology also. See, alienation goes means I am different from the world, world is different from me. That separation is always makes one isolate oneself from the total, makes one alienate the total from oneself. Therefore, alienation goes. That is the accomplishment. Becoming one with Virat means having the alienation resolved, giving up the body identification is called becoming one with Virat. Okay. He includes his own body, mind, sense complex also in Virat, who is everything. If you include your body in the total, then the notion I am this much alone is resolved in Virat. If you include your body in the total, then the notion I am this much alone is resolved in Virat. Samashtihi is equal to totality is meant for this resolution. These are all important points. You must make a note. So, resolving the individuality in totality is the purpose of practicing meditation. And the samashti itself is meant for resolution of the individuality in it. In the appreciation of the total, in the awareness of the total, resolution takes place. So you have to bring in Ishvara, the total, and then only there is meditation. Beautiful. Without bringing Ishvara, Okay, there's no meditation. Now understand, that is why even whether we practice meditation or not, understanding the concept of meditation, we have to read these portions. What is meditation? Without bringing Bhagavan into the life, in the picture, there's no meditation. I sit every day, morning 2 hours, evening 2 hours, I see something, I watch something, that is not meditation. Does it stand for meditate Bhagavan? Does it help? Meditation is a mental activity where one repeatedly sees oneself being non-separate from total at different levels of experience. At the physical level, mental level, emotional level, psychological level, physiological level, anatomical level. At all levels, anatomical level, physiological level, psychological level, intellectual level. Okay, at all levels, one must see repeatedly the fact of oneself being non-separate from the total. This is what is meditation. That is why meditation is not an action, some sitting and closing your eyes and doing something. Because this alone will help you resolve the individuality. This is how Bhagavan becomes, one's life becomes filled with Bhagavan. This also appreciate the value for everything in life given to us, whatever is in life also. And our gradually helps us have great reverence towards everything. You see, this particular explanation you cannot find in any other books. Go and search for the books. Go get any book online. Go and buy any number of books. Go and search for the meaning for this. You cannot find this unfoldment anywhere. This particular unfoldment you cannot find anywhere. They'll all tell you meditate upon, see this and see that and go to Laka. They'll tell you all these things. This particular unfoldment you cannot find it. That is why now we call meditation, because I really have become emotional and think of Swamiji. What an amazing teaching this is. This is what Ishvara. See, that is why in worship and prayer, what happens? We, in worship and prayer, we are supposed to connect with Bhagavan. Okay? Connecting oneself with Bhagavan in through the form of the worship and act, prayer is gradually resolving this sense of isolation, sense of alienation, sense of separation, you know, to resolve it. To be resolved through that. So that the sense of insecurity, sense of fear, etc. gradually resolves. And even the problem caused by fundamental problem also will be managed to some extent until the jnanam takes place. Okay. So without Ishvara, there is no meditation. Simply looking at something, mind only becomes dull. Previously, you were using the mind, that is better. One should note, Brahman is the fivefold Jagat is Brahman. Every point is important here. We are not saying Brahman is fivefold Jagat, but the fivefold Jagat is Brahman. Brahman is manifest in the form of this fivefold Jagat. In this fivefold Jagat, Adibhutam, Adilokam, and Adidaivam are covered. So Adibhutam is Ishvara, Adilokam is Ishvara, Adidaivam is Ishvara. How is it that all that is here is fivefold? That is said. Okay. Prithivi, Antariksham, Dyauhu, Dishaha, Avantara Dishaha, Iti Loka Panktam. Please make a note. Read page number 210 and 211 again and make a note, notes of your own, clean notes. What is meditation? It must be have a very clear idea, understanding. Kevinji, also please, Rick, I want to tell you, please request also David Mendes Dekosaji, if he is free to join. People don't know. Prithivi, Antariksham, Dyauhu, Dishaha, avantara disha iti lokapantam. The earth, intermediary space, heaven, the four main quarters and the in-between four quarters. This is the fivefold lokaha, realm of existence. Prithvi is page number 212. I'm going to read the Sanskritam now. The rest English, I'm leaving it for you, okay? Agnihi, Vayuhu, Adityaha, Chandramaha, Nakshatrani, Iti, Devata Pantam. First we saw Loka Pantam. In 211, we saw Loka Pantam. In 212, we see Devata Pantam. What is the Devata Pantam? The five factors which constitute Devata Pantam. Agnihi. Agnihi means presiding deity of fire. Adishtana Devata of Agni. Vayuhu. Adityaha. Chandramaha. Nakshatrani. These five constitute the Devata Pantam. This is Devata Pantam. Fivefold Devatas. Nakshatrani is a plural word. Nakshatrani means stars, plural. Nakshatram, singular. Nakshatrani, plural. So all the stars also is taken to be as one Devata here. Nakshatrani also are Devatas. Everything is Ishwaraha. And therefore, any one thing you can see as Devata. Thus, we have Devata Pantam, which is also Brahman. Loka Pantam is Brahman. Devata Pantam is Brahman. Apaha, Oshadhayaha, Vanaspatayaha, Akashaha, Atma, Iti, Bhuta Pantam. So, Loka Pantam, Devata Pantam, Bhuta Pantam. Om Iti, Virat, Bhuta Dhikarat. Okay. Okay. Bhuta adhikarat means adhikaraha, the word adhikaraha here means context. See, the word adhikaraha literally means right or off, you know, office, different meanings are there. Office is adhikaraha, right is adhikaraha, qualification is adhikaraha. So many meanings are there. Qualification, adhikaraha, right, adhikaraha. Office is also adhikaraha. But here, that's why adhikari is qualified person. Officer is adhikari. But here, the word adhikaraha means context. Okay. So first, let us see what is bhuta pantam. Waters, herbs, plants, trees, space. And Virat. Akasha means Atma. See, herbs and plants, two words are used, okay? Same meaning. Waters, herbs, or plants, trees, space, and Virat. Five. These five factors constitute the Bhuta Pantam. Now, who is Virat here? Here, Om Karaha is taken as Om Iti Virat. Sorry, Atma iti Virat. Atme iti Virat. Atma iti Virat. Atme iti Virat. Bhuta adhikarat. Okay. Why do you take the last word Atma? The word Atma means consciousness. Atma means mind. Atma. Why do you take the meaning of the word Atma in this context as Virat? Because this context is discussion on Bhuta. Bhutas, elemental, the Bhuta beings. The context, the word Atma is used in the context of Bhutas beings. Therefore, it is taken as Virat. Okay. Now I leave the rest for you to read, okay? 213 for you to homework. Ityadibhutamiti. Ityadibhutamiti. Adilokadi daivata panktadvayopalakshanartham. Lokadevata panktayoschabhitatvat. Ityadibhutam. Ityadibhutam. One word comes. Ityadibhutam. Iti. Adiloka. Adidaivata. Panktadvaya upalakshanartham. Loka devata panktayohocha abhihitatvat. What he wants to say, ityadi bhutam, that's one word in the mantra, ityadi bhutam. So, iti adibhutam. So, this word adibhutam, the expression adibhutam, we should take what? We should take only fivefold lokas and fivefold devatas. This adibhutam, we should take all of them. See, totally it says all the three should be taken as adibhuta. Adibhuta means anything pertaining to the total is adibhutam. So, loka pantam, devata pantam, bhuta pantam. All the three should be taken as one adibhuta. Adibhuta means what? Meditation pertaining to the meditation upon objects pertaining to the total. Adibhutam should not be taken only these five factors, also the rest of the five, the rest of the ten as adibloka, loka pangtam, devata pangtam, bhuta pangtam. All the three should be taken as adibhuta pangtani. Three pangtams pertaining to Ishvara, the total. See, after finishing it, we must say what? Suppose when you read the mantra, if you see the mantra. See, prithivyantariksham dyaurdisho vantara dishaha. After finishing that, we must have said, ityadhilokam. We did not say that. Agnir vayuradityas chandramanakshatrani ityadidaivatam. Like that, we did not differentiate those two. But finally, apavoshadayo vanaspataya akasha atma. Then, ityadibhutam. Ityadibhutam comes only once. But earlier, we have not said what are these first five. First five constitute the loka panktam. Second five constitute the devata panktam. The third five constitute the bhuta panktam. We have not mentioned earlier. So what he says, ityadibhutam means this expression adibhutam, this panktam, not only this bhuta panktam, other two panktams also should be included. Totally three panktams. So three groups of five members each should be taken as factors pertaining to the total. That's what he mentions. Is it clear? Page number 214. Atha anantaram, atha anantaram. You break it. Atha anantaram, thereafter. The spelling mistake. Adayatma is that. You must correct it as adhyatma. Please correct, make the correction. Adhayatma is there. You must change it into adhyatma. Can you Sanskritam your this? In page number 214, atha anantaram, after that, you had the expression adhayatma. Not adhayatma, make it adhyatma. My book has a mistake. I don't know whether your books are okay. You all have mistakes? Okay. Make it Adhyatma. Okay. Adhyatma Panta Trayam Uchyate. Actually the sentence is complete. Adhyatma Panta Trayam Uchyate. Okay. Now, Atha. Atha is the word found in the mantra. Athadhyatmam. Do you see that? Athadhyatmam. After having presented the three groups of five members each belonging to the total, Upanishad presents the three groups of five members each belonging to the individual body. So therefore, Upanishad says Athadhyatmam. That the word Atha means what? First, he gives the meaning of the word Atha. Atha means Anantaram. Atha is equal to Anantaram. You must know which word means what. Atha is the original word. Anantaram means thereafter. Atha is equal to Anantaram. Piraha, thereafter. Thereafter means what? After having presented the devatas of devatas pertaining to the total, now the factors belonging to the individual are mentioned. Atha, thereafter. Adhyatma Pankta Trayam Uchyate. So Adhyatma Pankta Trayam means a set of three panktams. A group of three is called Trayam. A group of a set of three panktams pertaining to the individual is presented. Uchyate is presented, is said, is mentioned. What is mentioned? A set of three groups, a set of three groups of five members each pertaining to the individual is mentioned. So Trayam means a set of three. A set of three of what? A set of three. Set of three panktams. A set of three groups of five members each is mentioned here. And this set of three groups of five members each belongs, is pertaining to the individual. Therefore, Adhyatma. Adhyatma Panktatrayam Uchyate. Is it clear? Okay. What are they? Pranadi Vayu Panktam. Now, Shankaracharya does not want to present like before. He wants us to do some homework. So he easily takes it, okay? Pranadi Vayu Panktam. But Pranaha, Apanaha, these things all Taittiriya Upanishad Bhashyam they are reading. They must know all these things. So he does not want to spend time. Prana Adi Vayu Panktam. What first is Vayu Panktam? Vayu Panktam consists of five physiological functions. Pranaha, Apanaha, Vyanaha, Samanaha, Udanaha. Does not mention prana, etc. Constitute first Vayu Panktam. Okay, then Chakshuradi Indriya Panktam. Chakshuradi Indriya Panktam. We saw what are those five Indriyams. You know, Chakshuradi Indriya Panktam. You must remember what are they. Then Charmadi Dhatu Panktam. So what is Indriya Panktam? Chakshu, Shrotram, Manaha, Vak, Tuk. These five constitute the Indriya Panktam. Then Charma, Mamsam, Snava, Asthi, Majja. These five form the Dhatu Panktam. So, Yetavad, Hi, Yetavad Dhidam. Yetavad Dhidam means Yetavad Hi. idam. Etavat hi idam. Sarvam adhyatmam bahyam cha panktameva iti. Etavat means what? This much. Etavat literally means this much. So this much means what? All that is here. Idam etavat, idam sarvam. Idam sarvam, all that is here is only sarvam. Panktameva, all that is here is only panktam. Panktam with reference to what? Sarvam adhyatmam bahyam. So all that is here is three groups of fivefold factors each pertaining to the individual and the external world, which means what was said before and what is said now together. So bhuta panktam, adibhuta panktatrayam, adhyatma panktatrayam. Please remember, adhyatma panktatrayam, adibhuta panktatrayam. Okay, so three groups, a set of three groups of five members of each pertaining to the tamashtihi, a set of five members of each pertaining to the individual vyashtihi. So all the three series only these panktam. Panktam, the fivefold as factors pertaining to the individual and the total constitute this whole universe, which is none other than Bhagavan. You can say here Virat. Okay, Virat is inclusive of everything also. Because Virat cannot be without Hiranyagarbha, without Ishvara. Or Virat stands for the whole. Okay, so here I wanted to do some homework. But still something important I wanted you to, some Sanskrit words are in English, given in English transliteration, but you may not find that easy to sometimes. So that's why I wanted to read. See the English translation there, atha, thereafter, the three fivefold groups centered on one's own body, mind, sense, prana complex are enumerated. The group of five pranas, pranaha, vyanaha, apanaha, udanaha and samanaha, is called vayupantam. The group of five organs, eyes, ears, mind, speech and sense of touch, is called indriya pantam. The group of five dhatus, anatomical factors, the skin, the flesh, the muscles, bones and marrow in the bone, is called dhatu panktam. All the three panktams are adhyatma. Adhyatma means atmanam adhikritya yad yad vartate tad atma. Tad. Please, it's beautifully defined. What is adhyatmam? Anything pertaining to the individual is body, mind, sense complex is called adhyatmam. Anything pertaining to the individual body, mind, sense complex is adhyatmam. How is it defined in Sanskritam? There is no Sanskritam, not given. The transliteration is given, better write it in Sanskritam. Okay? Adhyatmam is atmanam. Atmanam adhikritya, atmanam adhikritya, atmanam adhikritya, yad yad vartate, tad adhyatmam. See, this is what some small, they not done the good job here. Atmanam adhikritya. Atmam. Okay. It means anything pertaining to the Atma is Adhyatmam. What is Atma here? Atma here is the well-known body, mind, sense complex. And it is Panktam fivefold. Is it clear? The Sanskritam is not given. Better write it in Sanskritam. So the word also Atma, even though it means individual, here it means the individual body, mind, sense complex. That's why the word Atma means individual body, mind, sense complex. And anything pertaining to the individual body, mind, sense complex, the Atma is said to be Adhyatmam. So Atmanam Adhikritya Yadyad Vartate. Vartate means Asti. So whatever is there, pertaining to the body, mind, sense complex. Okay. Pranaha is respiration, vyanaha circulation, apanaha evacuation, udanaha the time clock within oneself, and samanaha digestion. It seems before, when the person dies, udana prana is supposed to go first. So as long as Parabdha karma is there, corona, no disease can push you out. So Udana will not leave. Okay. That is why we're very bold. No Udana, no corona can come near Udana. Because Udana is much stronger. Udana has the grace of Prithvi Devata, the gravitational force. So Udana will be sitting strongly pushing, fighting against corona. Suppose Udana is ready to go, Parabdha is very bad, corona need not come here. Corona is very far in China, still you can go here. It's called Parabdha Karma Phalam. Therefore, Udana is called, Swamiji calls it time clock, okay? Time clock within oneself. Every day, it seems number of pranas are already destined, ordained for every one of us. How many crores or millions of pranas? So every time you once breathe in, breathe out, one fraction of your lifespan has gone. That is how we calculated. Amazing to understand this fact, okay? Every time you breathe in, breathe out, but one fraction of second of your lifespan has gone. This is calculated. That's why, and the Udana is the one who makes note of it. Okay, Udana will leave first. So it's called time clock within oneself. And the samanaha, digestion. A time clock is nothing but countdown for death. Nobody will like Udana, okay? A countdown for death. You are allotted a span of life, a lifespan, determined not by the calendar, but by so many number of breaths. Your Parabdha karma is to be exhausted within this period. That is why one does pranayama, so that one can lengthen one's life. You breathe in and hold on, breathe out and hold on. What is it? Slowly you do, so that, oh my God, I can live longer. Purakam Kumbakam Rechakam Kumbakam Purakam Kumbakam Rechakam Kumbakam. Fill the lungs, hold the breath. Empty the lungs, hold the breath. So that you can breathe slowly. So number of breaths should be less. We can live longer. Okay. So you can live long. You will be exhausting the same Parabdha karma in slow motion. That means you will be around for longer time. If you go on a fast lane, then you lose out. This is the idea of Kumbhaka Pranayama especially. The whole lifetime you will be doing Kumbhakam, in which the mind stops and cannot work. See, Pooja Swamiji, amazing. Amazing teacher. See what that. See many people. If even now, if they know, the Kumbhaka Pranayama will help one to prolong life. Everybody will do that. Practice this. Okay, a living organism has an instinctual urge to survive. See, I'm not interested in reading the English part, but still I'm reading to correct some English the transliterations of Sanskrit. Okay. A living organism has an instinctual urge to survive. In Kumbhaka, Kumbhakam, when you stop breathing, Kumbhakam. Kumbhakam means holding the breath after the inhalation and again holding the breath after the exhalation is called Kumbhakam. After the inhalation, holding the breath, then after the exhalation, holding the breath, how long? Not very long, okay? As long as you can, again. That's called Kumbhakam. So in Kumbhakam, when you stop breathing, the whole organism's attempt being, the whole organism's attempt being to survive, there is no thinking possible. You cannot think of anything. You cannot do anything. That is why Kumbhakam is considered a good technique to still the mind. See, who will give this explanation like this? No, Samana Maharishi says, you know, Jala Pakshivat, no, just as the net is used to catch the bird, Jala Pakshivat. Jala Pakshi means, Pakshi is a bird. Jalam is net. Net is used to catch the bird which is flying away. Similarly, we use the pranayama to keep a check, to reduce the mental frequency, thought frequency. Okay? See, when you're breathing, the whole attention is to hold the breath, to leave the breath, to breathe out or breathe in, to hold. Therefore, mind cannot function. So people want to still the mind because thinking is a problem. When thinking is a problem, it is better to do Kumbhakam and put the mind in non-thinking mode. If you do that by drug inducement, by alcohol, it is all illness. It is destruction of the thinking power given by the Lord. We need to correct our thinking. There is nothing wrong with thinking. People do not understand all this. Some of these concepts of stilling the mind, etc., have crept into Shastram. Shastram also in some form. Lifespan is the time clock within everyone in the form of Udanaha. Udanaha. It should not be available outside for one to meddle with. Samanaha is that which makes the food that has gone into the stomach into the assimilated form. Certain things are assimilated. Certain things are rejected. This is also very important. Then there are five sense organs. They are Chakshuhu, eyes for sight, Shrotram, ears for hearing, Manaha, mind, Vak, organ of speech, and Tvak, sense of touch. You must see which word goes with which word. Full stop. Tvak, sense of touch, is all over the body. And it is in the sense of smell as well as in the sense of taste. So, Tvak includes both nose and tongue. So, all the five sense organs are included in the three Chakshuhu, Shrotram and Tvak. Vak is organ of speech and all the organs of action are included in the Vak. The last is mind, which is an inner indriyam, organ without which all these cannot function. it covers all the functions of antahkaranam. The third pantham in adhyatmam, is charmadi dhatu pantham. Dhatu pantham. Here dhatuhu refers to the constituents of this body anatomy. See, dhatuhu. Dhatuhu refers to the constituents of this body anatomy. There are panchadhatus, panchadhatavaha santi, panchadhatavaha in the anatomy. With dhatu pantham, the anatomy is complete. Thus, Karyakarana Sanghataha is a shastra word used in the shastram to mean entire body, mind, sense complex. Karyakarana Sanghataha means body, mind, sense complex. Thus, Karyakarana Sanghataha is complete. With the three panktams, trini panktan, each consisting of five factors. You do not leave anything out with reference to the karyakarana sanghataha. Anatomy, psychology and physiology, all of them are covered. That is Brahman. Lokas are Brahman, Devatas are Brahman, Bhutas are Brahman, and this Adhyatma also is Brahman. See, look at this. Lokas are Brahman, Lokaha, Sarve Brahman, Brahma, Sarve Devataha Brahma, Bhutas are Bhutani Brahma, all Bhutas are Brahma, and this Adhyatma also is Brahman. In order to release oneself from the Dehatma Buddhihi. See, in order to release one from Dehatma Buddhihi means what? Dehe Atma Buddhihi, Dehatma Buddhihi. I sense identified with the physical body or body, mind, sense complex is said to be Dehatma Buddhihi. I sense identified with the physical, I sense identified with the body, mind, sense complex is called Dehatma Buddhihi. And it is very difficult to shift the I sense from the body, mind, sense complex. Actually, I sense must be resolved in Atma, the consciousness. But how can we resolve the essence in Atma? It means essence must be identified with the Atma, the consciousness. Instead, essence is identified with the body, mind, sense complex. This wrong identity with the body, mind, sense complex, essence is identified with the body, mind, sense complex is said to be Dehatma Buddhihi. So in order to release oneself from Dehatma Buddhihi means what? In order to release oneself from Dehatma Buddhihi means, in order to free oneself from the erroneous perception of the self. Releasing oneself from Dehatma Buddhihi means freeing oneself from erroneous perception of the self. So shift the essence from Anatma to Atma. First, in order to release oneself from the Dehatma Buddhihi, this is wonderful contemplation. The whole thing is looked at as one of being fivefold. The whole thing is looked at as one of being fivefold. When we say everything is Brahman, it remains unassimilated. You have to dilate and make it fivefold and then say it is Brahman. Shastram is amazing in counting together everything. All these three panktams are inner panktams. Loka panktam, Devata panktam and Bhuta panktam are outside panktams. Therefore, both Adhyatmam and Bahyam are panktam only. If anybody has a question why everything panktam, Swamiji has given an answer here. To see everything as only Brahma, difficult. So first to see as fivefold, then you can slowly see it as one. Okay. Yetad. I'm reading page number 217. Yetad. Yevam. Yetadevam adhividhaya. Yetad. Yevam. Adhividhaya. Yetad. Yevam. Adhividhaya. So, yetad means this. Yevam in this manner. Adhividhaya. Having visualized. Adhividhaya, what is the meaning? Parikalpya. Adhividhaya is original. Etad adhividhaya rishiravochat. Adhividhaya is the mantra, original text word. Shankara Bhagavatpada gives the meaning parikalpya. Adhividhanam is equal to parikalpanam. Adhividhanam, visualizing, parikalpanam, visualizing, imagining. Okay, adhividaya, indicable participle. So, parikalpya, having visualized, means having meditated upon, meditated in this manner. Evam adhividaya, having visualized in this manner, having meditated upon in this manner. Rishihi avochat. See, Rishihi, Shankaracharya writes Vedaha. Rishihi means a seer, some sage. When we do not know who is specifically, who the sage is, see, Upanishad is very, very beautiful. When we do not know who exactly the sage is, doesn't matter whether sage says means Veda says. Who says, don't ask who is the Rishi and all that. Sometimes we go out of the track and ask, who is the Rishi? Do you know the Rishi who says this? We lose the, what is important, we lose out. We unnecessarily get into unnecessary information. So Shankara Bhagavatpada does not want you to talk anything about the Rishi. Just now, if you do not know, shut up the mouth, understand Veda says, listen, obey. That's all. Veda Mata tells, Amma sunna kekunu, avladha, kekunu, thirippellam peshkudadhu. In our culture, no talking back to parents. Mother says, listen. Father says, listen. That's all. Shut up your mouth and do what the elders say. So here, Rishihi. So Vedaha. Rishihi means, because specifically, we do not know who Rishi, which Rishi. Shankaracharya says, Veda says, Yetad darshana sampannaha va. Okay, Veda says, or who is the Rishihi? Who is the seer? Says, Yetad darshana sampannaha. Yetad darshanam means, here the word darshana means meditation. Darshana sampannaha means one who, the person who is endowed with the wealth of this meditation. Etad darshana sampannaha. So darshana sampannaha means the one who is endowed with the wealth of meditation, means one who has accomplished this endeavor of meditation successfully. தியானத்தினுடைய முயற்சியிலே வெற்றி பெற்றவன். ஏதத் ஏதத் தர்ஷன சம்பன்னஹா ரிஷிஹி வா. Either you take it as Veda says or the Rishihi who successfully accomplished meditation, he says. కశ్చిద్రిషి సం ఋషి. కశ్చిద్రిషి మీన్స్ వాట్? సం ఋషి అవోచద్ అవోచత్. ఓకే, అవోచత్ ఇస్ అ పాస్ట్ టెన్స్ లంగ్. మీన్స్ వాట్? ఉక్తవాన్. సో ఉక్తవాన్ ఈస్ అనదర్ మీనింగ్ ఆఫ్ అవోచత్. సో తవత్ ఎండింగ్ వర్డ్స్ ఆర్ యూస్డ్ ఇన్ ది సెన్స్ ఆఫ్ పాస్ట్ టెన్స్. అవోచత్ ఉక్తవాన్, ఋషి అవోచత్. ఏతదది విదాయ ఋషిరవోచత్. సో ఏవం ఇన్ దిస్ మేనర్ హ్యావింగ్ visualized, having practiced this meditation, having meditated, thereby successfully, it is yetad darshana sampannaha, the person who is endowed with the wealth of having successfully completed this practice of meditation, that person said this. Okay, so having seen the jagat in this fivefold manner, so adividaya, having meditated, means how? What is the meditation here? Meaning is having seen the jagat in this fivefold manner. What is meditation? Seeing the jagat in this fivefold manner, seeing everything as Bhagavan, Virat, Ishwaraha, is what is meditation. And how do you see? You see the Bhuta Panktam, అధిభూత పాంక్తం, అధ్యాత్మ పాంక్తం, ఎవ్రీథింగ్ యాజ్ బ్రహ్మ. ద వేద ఆర్ అ రిషి హూ హ్యాస్ సక్సెస్ఫుల్లీ డన్ దిస్ మెడిటేషన్ థస్ టోల్డ్ ఏతద్ ఉక్తవాన్ అవోచత్. ఏతద్ దిస్ ఫైవ్ ఫోల్డ్ నేచర్ ఆఫ్ ఇన్నర్ అండ్ ఔటర్ వరల్డ్. సో ఇన్నర్ వరల్డ్, ఔటర్ వరల్డ్, వాట్ డస్ ఇట్ మీన్? అధిభూత పాంక్తం, అధిదై అధ్యాత్మ పాంక్తం. అధ్యాత్మ పాంక్తత్రయం, అధిభూత పాంక్తత్రయం టుగెదర్. ఏవం వన్ వర్డ్ ఏతద్ మీన్స్ దిస్ మచ్. ఓకే, అ సెట్ ఆఫ్ త్రీ గ్రూప్స్ ఆఫ్ ఫైవ్ ఫ్యాక్టర్స్ ఈచ్ పర్టెనింగ్ టు ద ఇండివిజువల్. A set of three groups of five members each pertaining to the total, the world. In this manner, adividaya parikalpya, visualizing, Rishihi uktavan, Rishihi said as follows. Here Rishihi stands for Veda. Bhashyakara gives the sampradaya meaning. This is where sampradayaha is required. We think Rishihi means a bearded person, but it is Vedaha. Vedaha uktavan, Veda said. Then another possible meaning is given. Yetad darshana sampannova kaschid Rishihi. Yetad darshana sampannaha va kaschid Rishihi. A particular Rishihi said this. Who is that Rishihi? He is Yetad Darshana Sampannaha, the one who is endowed with this vision. We do not know the name, therefore he says Kaschid Rishihi. Someone, some Rishi. Sometimes the name of the Rishi is given, but here there is no name. So Rishihi can stand for Veda Bhagavan. The word Rishihi means Rishati, Janati, Pashyati. Rishati, Janati, Pashyati. You must write, it's all third person singular present tense verbs. Rishati, first verb, Janati, second verb, Pashyati, third verb. Iti Rishihi, one who sees, the seer, the knower. Okay, Vedaha is able to see what we do. Veda is able to see what we do not see. That is the job being a pramanam. Okay, Vedaha being a pramanam, a means of knowledge, Veda is able to see what we are not able to see. Therefore, Rishihi, Vedaha is a very beautiful meaning given by Bhashyakaraha. I love Swamiji's appreciation of Shankara's commentary. Kim iti aha. Kim. What did he say? Kim avochat. Kim uktavan. What did he say? Iti aha said. Aha means that is said now. Pangtam va idam sarvam. Pangtena ivadhyatmikena sankhya samanyat. Pangtena eva adhyatmikena. Pangtena eva adhyatmikena. With adhyatma, adhyatmika pangtam, adhyatma pangtam. Sankhya samanyat. Okay, due to the similarity in number. Pangtam bahyam. Sprunoti. Sprunoti purayati fills. Ekatmataya upalabhyate. Ekatmataya upalabhyate iti etat. Okay. See, what should be filled with a person meditator fills. Purayat means fills. He fills what? He fills the pangtam, bahyam pangtam. The meditator fills the external, the pangtam pertaining to the external world. Pangtam pertaining to the total, samashti pangtam. Bahyam pangtam means samashti pangtam. Bahyam pangtam, samashti pangtam. What is that? Adibhuta pangtam. So, meditator fills the adibhuta pangtam. He fills adibhuta pangtam with what? Adhyatma pangtam. The meditator fills the adibhuta pangtam with the adhyatma pangtam. How can you fill the adibhuta pangtam with adhyatma pangtam? Adhyatma is an individual. Adibhutam is the total. How can we do it? Which means, if you see it as one. Ekatmataya. Eka atmata. Eka atmata means seeing them as one. Seeing the adibhutam. Seeing the adhyatmam being non-different from the adibhutam. Seeing the adhyatma pangtam being non-different from the adibhuta pangtam is what? Seeing them as one is called what? Filling the adhyatmam, filling the adibhutam with the adhyatmam. Adibhu adhyatma pangtena or adhyatmika pangtena. Adibhuta pangtam, bahyam pangtam, purayati, sprunoti. Seeing them as one is filling the one with the other. How does he fill? Ekatmataya upalabhyate. Ekatmataya upalabhyate iti etad. This is what the Rishi said. Rishi said one should fill the total with the individual. Fill the total pangtam with the individual pangtam. By seeing them as one. We'll see that here. What did he say? That is being said. Everything here indeed is fivefold. See, pangtam va idam sarvam. In Shankara's Bhashyam, pangtam va idam sarvam. இதம் சர்வம் பாந்தம். See that va should be taken as vai. Pangtam va idam sarvam. Pangtam vai idam sarvam. Everything here indeed is fivefold. Pangtena eva adhyatmikena. Adhyatmikena pangtena eva. Adhyatmikena pangtena eva. What does it mean? Through the fivefold three individual internal groups. Adhyatmikena panktena eva means through the fivefold three individual internal groups. Okay. Then meditator is implied. Meditator is not mentioned here. We have to supply the word meditator. Upasakaha, okay, should fill, purayati. Purayati is prunoti, is a present tense verb, but you should take it as imperative verb. Okay, purayet, sprunyat means should fill up. Fill up. Fill up what? Bahyam Pantam, the external world of the groups of five. External world of. That's why I said three, a set of three groups of five members of each pertaining to the external world. Bahyam Pantam. One should fill. Because of the sameness in number. See, ekatmataya. How can we fill? Because number is the same. There also three groups. Here also three groups. There also we have five members. Here also five members. Okay? Five members there, five members here. ஏகாத்மதய உபலப்யதே. உபலப்யதே means what? Available here. Here, சங்க்யா சாமான்யாத். The சங்க்யா சாமான்யாத் is what now? That is what due to. சங்க்யா சாமான்யம் means sameness of number. Okay? Sameness of number, sameness in number. How do you say sankhya samanyam? Sankhya samanyat, due to, because of this sameness in number. Samanyam, sameness. Sankhyayaha samanyam. Sankhya samanyam. Sameness of number. Sameness in number. Samanyat panchamibhakti, due to the sameness in number. In both groups. Okay. Upalabhyate. Ekatmataya upalabhyate. Iti etat. Everything is available as one. Ekatmataya as one. As one upalabhyate available. So this meditator is able to see that everything being one by filling one with the other. Okay, what did he say? Pantam va idam sarvam. What did he say? Means what did Rishi say? Pantam va idam sarvam. Everything is fivefold. Idam sarvam panktam. That's the meaning. Adhyatmikena panktena bahyam panktam spunoti. Yedai kondu yedai nirappa vendam. What should be filled with what? So adhyatmikena panktena bahyam panktam spunoti. Sankhya samanyat. Beautiful sentence. Because of the sameness of number five, He fills up the external groups with the inner groups. Adhyatmika is fivefold. Fivefold pranas, fivefold indriyas and fivefold dhatus. The outside world also is fivefold. Fivefold lokas, fivefold devas and fivefold bhutas. Therefore, sprunoti, purayati. One fills up the entire panktam jagat with the adhyatmika panktam. What does it mean? Yekatmataya upalabhyate. One sees both as one atma alone. Actually, upalabhyate, everything is available as one. For one who sees everything as one. One sees both as one atma alone. It was said earlier, Tad Brahma sa atma. Brahman is atma, aham, I. Brahman is atma, aham, I. So, I am all these panktams. I am all these panktams. Visualizing in this way, you grow out of the I notion in Atma. Please make a mistake. This word Atma means physical body. Okay? There the word Atma means I. You grow out of I notion in the physical body. What denies the knowledge of the self being Brahman is, the self being confined to the body. Okay. Then Swamiji tells his own story that you can read. I knew a Swami who was trying the whole day to become all pervasive Brahman. And he felt it was not possible because he found that he is located here in this body. How to see all pervasive Brahman? He sees only things and beings. I told him, you have to pay attention to the seer. The seer, sight and the seen. All three of them are Brahman. This is how you have to understand. He was so happy afterwards. Swamiji has many stories when he was living in Rishikesh. Yes. Okay. Evam pantamidam sarvam iti yo veda sa praja patyatmaiva bhavati tyartaha. Evam, in this manner, pantam idam sarvam. Pantam idam sarvam means idam sarvam pantam iti yaha veda. See, the word veda means knows, veda know, also means meditates. Be careful. The word veda, not vedaha, it comes as a verb. Yaha Veda, he who meditates, he who knows. You must understand where it means Veda, knows where it means meditates. It comes in the context of meditation. Therefore, we take it as meditates. One who meditates everything as Brahman, Pantam Brahma, everything as Pantam, fivefold way, Brahman, fivefold way, Saha Prajapatya. Prajapatyatmeva bhavati. Prajapatyatma bhavati. He becomes one with Prajapati. See, Prajapatyatma. One word. Prajapatyatma means what? Prajapatehe atma Prajapatyatma. He becomes the self of one with Prajapati. Iti artaha. So, and the one who meditates in this manner, that everything in this fivefold form, that person becomes Hiranyagarbha himself. Prajapatihi is Virat. He becomes one with the Virat. That means he gives up the abhimanam with the physical body. This upasanam can be taken as a means for dilating dehatma buddhihi. Already I have told you, this helps you to, Swamiji tells, to convert the fat bloated ahankara into thin ahankara, slim beauty ahankara. Okay, so this upasam can be taken as a means of dilating this wrong identity with the body. Thereafter, one gains knowledge. Or it can be really reality meditation. You do not go away from what is. You confine to what is. Still, you have a process of thinking. You have a certain way of looking at everything as fivefold. This is upasana, but based upon reality. We visualize Brahmatma in the form of the fivefold, even though it is one. Exactly, class is over. Time is also over.
When Swamiji says, or it can be reality meditation.
Yeah. See, okay, I want to mention, please listen to me carefully. I told you, seeing the physical body, just let me tell you first, the example I give you. Seeing this physical body as Virat is upasana, meditation. It means, seeing this physical body as Virat means, you see this physical body is not different from its corresponding total Virat, corresponding gross universe. Which means, seeing this physical body as corresponding total gross universe means, the total gross universe is invoked upon your physical body. The two are saying, seeing this physical body as corresponding total gross universe is otherwise said to be invoking the total upon the individual body. Is called meditation. And this meditation is fact based on the fact. Okay, fact meditation is a mental activity which is based on the fact. What is the fact? Whether you see it or not, the body is Virat only. Seeing the body, okay, body is Virat. If you see, it is reality meditation. You do not know his body is Virat. Shastram says it. So you see the body as Virat. In seeing body as Virat, it is fact based on the fact that body being Virat. It is called upasana. If you see the body is Virat, it is reality meditation. See, when you understand the fact and see it is, seeing the body being Virat is a fact. Seeing the fact as a fact is reality meditation. Seeing the body as Virat is a meditation based on the fact that body is Virat. Got it? I tell you, nobody in the world made this upasana so beautiful like Pujya Swamiji. Oh my God, Ishvara order. Nobody talks about order. You will love this. See, Swamiji's monumental work this is. Now, I wish they transcribed my first course. It's the third course material. I think last, third, fourth course material. People who did it, you know, they didn't do the first course material. That was much better than this. Anyway, everything is nice. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.